Send a movie idea.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where it'll be fried like an egg on Britain's pavements this week. I'm Joel, a man who puts the earring into this fucking searing heat is going to kill me in the next 25 minutes. And across from me is John Harris, a man who, in the last few days, has decided that Boris Johnson had it right all along by hiding in a fridge. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, the day it comes out, it's probably 38 degrees. Fucking hell. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hello, mate. Yeah, we got to make sure this audio is as cool as possible for the listeners today.
Well, I usually do a pretty good job, so...
You're a paradox, Joel. You're cool, but you're also hot, so...
How do I do it? I'm a sweaty man.
Oh, generally. Same, big time.
I don't know what to do. Do you put on extra deodorant? Do you deodorize multiple times? We're talking two shower territory, aren't we, at the moment, a day?
Oh, I think so, particularly Tuesday. I think I'll spend the day in the shower on cold. No, I won't. That's bad for the environment. I won't be using that much water.
It's only one shower, John. It's only one shower. They say you shouldn't shower twice a day. Yeah. It's bad for the environment.
One shower a day. It's 8 hours, but it's one. That's a good point.
Well, I take 9 showers a day, but they're all 30 seconds long.
I'm a very quick shower.
It's difficult to know where I stand. How quick?
You're right.
Talk me through your routine.
If my shower had two doors, I could just walk through it and that would be enough.
Like a car wash.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But the time the water is on, because also I don't keep the water running. I don't understand people who lather up whilst the water's still running. I don't get it personally.
So much admin.
I get myself wet, do the lathering, wash it off. Simple.
Wow. So water on, wet. Water off, lather. Water on, rinse, done.
Yeah. Easy. Right. Okay. Should we talk about films, please?
Okay. Have you got one for me?
Here's one from Untold Snake. Diddler on the roof. Brackets, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Untold Snake. We can't do that.
What does diddler mean? Diddle... It's like to cheat or swindle someone, right?
Yeah, but I think it's usually refers to paedophiles.
Oh.
You know, he diddled some kids. That's why they're in brackets,
so
I'm
just
sorry.
I'd imagine that Untold Snake wasn't fussed about the fact that they had come up with a film that
a
was about someone who was a swindler. So the mentions of the word diddler, absolutely, sorry, I'm on Google, and the mentions of the word diddler absolutely peaked in the 1800s, and it's never recovered since, really. it's incredible. The early to mid 1900s, absolutely no diddling
happening.
Did they
have Google in the 1800s?
Well, that's the thing I wonder. That it must be relative, right? Because I assume the old references are in books, right? And then when Google comes along, they must have to make it all relative to the amount of words they have access to nowadays. Because if they didn't, every word would just be like, since the internet has gone overdrive, if you know what I mean.
In terms how many of words do you think you have access to these days, John?
Fewer and fewer as the days go by.
Yeah, it's worrying, isn't it? It is worrying.
I definitely find myself doing the thing over and over again in a conversation.
So, diddler on the roof could be someone that installs dodgy solar panels.
Oh, there we go.
They're powering his own home. So he takes 50% of the solar energy and siphons it back to his own house where he's got, I don't know, some. What would you require lots and lots and lots of electricity for?
Well, my brain went to a weed farm, weirdly.
Yeah, weed farm. So he installs solar panels in the local area. He siphons off 50% of the energy to grow weed that he's selling back to the people he's installing the solar panels on.
I personally wouldn't get solar panels delivered by a drug dealer, but that's just me.
John, have you? It's a cost of living crisis. Second jobs.
Fine.
A lot of people are taking on second jobs.
This hustle culture's gone too far.
Drug dealer slash solar panel fitter is a legitimate career.
Apologies.
Yes, thank you. How about this one from Daryl? Thor, love and Sunderland till I die. Love and Sunder. Thor, love and Sunderland till I die. It's good.
Right, before we start this, we should have a Thor spoiler chat at the end of the pod. After the credits, yeah, last thing we do, we can chat about Thor because we've both seen it now.
And we'll flag it big time, so don't listen if you're scared of spoilers.
We'll finish on it.
You don't want to hear them.
We'll finish on it. It'll be the last thing
we do. That's what I mean, but I'm going to flag it. Big time. Yeah. Okay, Thor, love and Sunderland till I die. It's how would Thor end up in the northeast of England involved in a quite poor football team's.
So Sunderland till I die was a, is it Amazon? Is it? It's a documentary series about.
It's Netflix. Netflix follows Sunderland for two seasons. There's two series. The second series of which is brilliant because they lose to Charlton Athletic in the playoff final in the final episode, which is really nice to see.
That must be weird because in the narrative of the show, I assume you're watching it cheering on effectively the villains in that episode, right? So you're watching it going,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
But everyone else is going, no, the baddies won.
And it's so nice to see the build up and the drama to a game you already know the result of, and it's a positive result. You can just really enjoy their suffering and their pain. And, you know, yeah, Charlton are just like background actors in that scene, right?
Yeah.
Winning promotion. It's great.
Was there not any part of you watching that saying, I've got to know these players and this thing? I actually do feel a little bit sad.
No
for
way.
Them.
No way, baby.
That's football,
I would have felt
baby.
Sad if it was any other team. Yeah, that's
really?
The game, baby. Yeah. Of course.
This isn't...
He's
going to
be
is...
so bad at football.
Thor bad at football?
Much more of a
think?
Rugby build. Much more
oh,
of a rugby
yeah.
build, yeah.
He's picked up, but he's so strong. It would be embarrassing.
He's so good at throwing. Mm. We've never really seen him do anything with his feet.
That's
sort
true.
Of anything at all.
Not much.
So the hand sports, he's going to be amazing at. Football,
he's
maybe
not allowed
the
hammer either as well. We've got to make this clear. He's not taking
Mjolnir
onto the pitch.
Famously can't take hammers onto a football pitch. Yeah.
Unless it's a West hammer, am I right?
Unless you are, yes. Ah, damn, I was about to get in there, you bastard. Yeah, so he should really, yeah, really he should play for West Ham. I don't know, John. I can't really, where's his natural position? Is he in goal?
He's a defensive player for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know much about football, but I do know there's a player for Wycombe Wanderers who's got a big build and everyone loves, right?
So Adebayo Akinfenwa, he's retired now, sadly. So, but a hero of the game. I guess, he was like a bullying striker. So maybe that could be Thor's role, you know? Impossible to tackle, big target man.
There we go.
Perfect.
Who is the best? What superhero is going to be best at football? Are we talking Flash?
Yeah, it's got to be Flash, right?
I think Flash has got to be up there. I think a lot of them would just simply break the rules, which, you know, like if you're teleporting and shit, I just don't think the FA would approve of that.
Or if you stuck Spider-Man in goal,
it just
you
makes
would never
a big
ever
web.
Concede. Yeah, you would never ever concede a goal. So that would probably be my pick.
Yeah, Spider-Man in goal, Flash up front, impossible. Wouldn't even need
just
other players.
Hulk at centre-back.
Okay, now we're talking.
And they're all really strong, so they just with a little bit of training, they can kick the ball 1,000 miles. So, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for most teams.
The issue with superhero football, I'm imagining, is that they would need a lot of footballs because they would just be leaving the stadium at all times.
Yeah, and you've also got to think about the image rights. You know, that's a big thing in football these days. Who owns the image rights to a player? That's part of the contract negotiations. I imagine if you're Spider-Man and Man United are trying to sign you, it's going to be a contractual nightmare.
Maybe I'll let Disney decide and work out the bloody image right stuff. But if it's all superheroes playing football, maybe we make the balls incredibly heavy, and then it sort of brings
That's
things
good.
back down to so
like
it becomes like
couldn't
more
Doctor Strange just portal it into the goal infinitely though?
Well, this is the issue. He could just build two portals, one in the center hole,
yeah,
of the pitch, whatever that's called. It's
the center hole, the center hole, yeah.
And it just keeps spinning around.
You know more about football than you let on, John. It is the center hole. Yeah, so that's kind of unfair.
Fine. What about this one from Diabolical Pod? Nick of Time. Nico Time works for TIME as a time travel agent, able to travel in time by shaving his beard. Nicking his chin. That's where the Nick of Time comes from, right? He finds himself back at the last day he was clean shaven to prevent a disaster at the last minute.
Brilliant. And his nemesis, Justin Time, is the guy that's causing the disaster. They're brothers.
And his... Oh.
But one of them's Irish because he's Nico Time. But the other guy's Justin Time, but they are related. They're related somehow. Yeah,
Justin's an American cousin, I think. Justin's an American cousin. Because every perfect, American has relatives in Ireland anyway, right? So it makes sense.
100%. So Justin Time, what's Justin Time trying to achieve in the past?
I got it. So Nick he's essentially a time cop, right? But a good one. Like, you know, let's not get into that discussion about police and stuff. And so he keeps foiling Justin's time traveling. And Justin travels via a different hair means, which is doing his hair in a different style.
So, very good, very good. So Justin, typically, his hair's parted to the left.
Yep.
When he gets the comb out and parts it harshly to the right, bang, he travels back in time. So he always needs a comb available. So he also has, you know, if you take away his comb, you take away his power.
Yeah, and if he goes full sort of, what's it called, comb over, he could go back to prehistoric times if he's not careful. And so every time he does his side part and goes back in time, Nick, who works for TIME, basically swoops in just in time and stops it and basically, you know, reverts the timeline back to the one true timeline. And so Justin goes back in time so far that he goes back to a time where Nick couldn't grow facial hair and destroys all beard trimming equipment. And then Nick has to work out. Nick discovers scissors at the end of the film, all right? And he cuts his beard with scissors and saves the day.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Nope.
How about this one from Tom? Chicken Run, Fat Boy Run. It's your classic story of a cockerel going through a divorce that decides to run a marathon. This, now, whenever we do animals and sports, I talk about this all the time. I talk about that BBC show where they did a what if animals competed at the Olympics. It was brilliant. They scaled some animals up to be human size or have, you know, what were their powers, that, you know, their abilities be if they were the same size as humans, and they did the high jump and a flea like jumped into space. This has nothing to do with Chicken Fat Boy Run, but it was great. You know, they had lions running the 100 meters. There's that whole thing in Shark Week where Michael Phelps raced a shark, but they made a flea. They were like, oh, you know, now it's the, and they had maybe like Jonathan Pierce or someone commentating on the events, like they were really happening, and then a great big flea's there going to do the high jump, and there's a bar set to the world record that's probably 6 meters or something. No, not 6 meters, 2 or 3 meters. And the flea's there ready to jump, and the flea just jumps using all of the best BBC CGI budget imaginable and jumps out of the stadium into space.
So I guess what you're trying to say here, Joel, is if a chicken was the size of a human, would it be able to run a marathon with ease?
That is exactly what I'm saying. And they do run around all day.
And I mean, they currently run fast enough that it's a struggle for a human to catch a chicken.
They are pretty quick. If it was human sized, the good thing is a human sized chicken could turn up at the London Marathon. Everyone just thinks it's a guy in a suit who's gone method with their acting style.
Andy Serkis, you know, running the London Marathon.
Yeah, exactly. So they all think, you know, they're stood next to the rhino. The guy in the rhino suit's thinking, fucking hell, I should have spent longer on my costume. This chicken looks amazing. Yeah, there's probably a moment where one of the BBC presenters pulls the chicken to one side mid-race to interview them. Like, oh, what's the chicken-based charity you're doing this for? What? Great. It would be a big meme. It'd be a viral moment because everyone would think, this guy is so committed to the chicken bit. You know, he won't even chat to Claire Balding at Tower Bridge. So the question is, John, how quickly could a chicken run a marathon? And I think the answer is 3 hours and 29 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty fast. Mm. It's all about the fitness, though, isn't it? It's all about the, you know, a chicken would definitely go out of the gates fast. People would be baffled. They'd say, why is this chicken sprinting? There's a marathon it's got to do. And then it would definitely...
Yeah, that's so true. It's all, yeah, that's, I don't know if a chicken's really across pacing. And it's just not going to be able to refuel. It's not going to hold a water bottle at those refueling points.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to like peck at a pond somewhere. Right. So I think a thing that we need to focus on this, a very important element of it, is the fact that we're talking about chicken divorce here, right? And I've just checked.
Which is heartbreaking. Well, and it affects so many chicks every year.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it does because roosters do not pair for life. Roosters, they just get around.
No way.
Yeah. So it's, I think that this needs...
Are all chickens single parents? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because the rooster's not sticking around.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this needs to be from the perspective of the mother, not the father. Because the father's just pissed off to go, you know, shag someone else.
Shag another chicken, yeah.
So he, you know, he doesn't need to go on a voyage of self-discovery. He knows exactly what he is, and it's a cretin. So yeah, I think it's
John, you can't apply your moralistic standards to a rooster.
I will. That's just nature, John.
That's just nature.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Yeah, but you would never, you would not have any delicious eggs if roosters met one chicken for life. Oh. I'm afraid to tell you that.
You'd Why can't they be more like penguins? We like penguins. They mate for life.
Yeah, but we don't eat penguin eggs.
Not yet. We don't.
Not anymore. There is that argument, isn't there, that if an animal's endangered, if you ate, started eating the meat, would it become more prosperous? You know, like if polar bear meat was truly delicious, would we farm polar bears? And there'd be more polar bears, but they'd be sadder. Hmm. What's the weirdest animal you would eat or have eaten or have thought about eating?
Well, I've thought about eating. That's too vague, Joel. I know that, what's his face?
That's too vague, because every time you see any animal, you imagine it under one of those silver domes. Well, it sails up to you, don't you?
I know that Darwin was part of a club of exotic animal eaters. And I can't remember everything he ate, but he definitely ate owl.
Oh.
And there's that famous story of a trip back from, like, I want to say like the Galapagos Islands. And they brought
back...
He
was always going back and forth to the Galapagos Islands. And that was his commute.
And they brought back a bunch of giant turtles, but they could never get them back to Europe because they were so delicious they would eat them en route.
That's so sad.
So, you know, you've got to think about
this. Did we eat the dodo too?
Yes, the dodo was...
Did we eat too many dodos?
Yeah, because they had no natural predators, right? So the hunters would just come on and they'd be like, "You're right, mate," and then they'd just shoot them.
And then eat them?
And then eat them. This is so weirdly bleak. What was the question?
I guess so.
Do I want to eat all animals? I don't know.
Do you want to eat every animal on planet Earth?
I'm trying to eat less
animals.
That'd
be a good podcast.
Fewer animals. That's,
yeah, me too.
That's my...
What about your dairy consumption, John? Talk to me about your dairy consumption.
That needs to be sorted out. Yeah. I only drink milk.
What's your big vice? Cheese?
I'm not a massive cheese man, which is, you know, against my heritage. It's more just milk and coffee and tea.
That's such an easy substitute, though.
I know.
Just use piss. If, you know, ultimately in 50, 100, 150 years, everyone's going to be vegan, do you think France will be the last country to go? Or one of the last? I think it'll be the last in Europe to go.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the... I would imagine the United States of America will be a battle.
Oh, yeah, that will be a battle.
There are countries like, you know, a lot of East... like a lot of Eastern countries and like Mexico and South America and stuff, who have sort of got such nice veggie dishes that it won't be so hard. That's part of the issue, is the West hasn't sort of come up with good veggie dishes. And so they don't know what they're doing.
And that's how you justify eating meat, breakfast, lunch and dinner, isn't it?
Yeah.
There just aren't any good veggie dishes. You're just like scoffing fucking chicken wings at 8 a.m.
Have you tried a veggie lasagna? No, actually, veggie lasagna can be good, to be fair.
Delicious, delicious. John, have you got a film idea for me, please?
Yeah, I'm very hungry now. Right, one more from the wonderful listeners. This one's from Knit. Lord of the Stings, like Lord of the Rings, but every character is played by Sting, like an Eddie Murphy film.
He's got acting chops, right? I feel like Sting's been in things.
Yeah, he's been in stuff.
Has Sting done a hilarious cameo?
Ooh, maybe.
Here's a good question. If you type in Sting into Google... Fuck, man, he's the most important. He's more important than, you know, a bee sting. That's impressive, isn't it?
No, because if you've got a bee sting, you'd type bee first. You wouldn't write sting from a bee. Baby!
Okay, he's got 116 credits as an actor, so it's going to be quite difficult to find his big cameos.
He's
in Only Murders in the Building.
He's in the original Dune as a big panty man.
Zoolander 2.
I was thinking it's probably a Zoolander.
He plays the character Sting in B-Movie. Come on.
Oh, well.
The role he was born to play.
You'd think. What's his real name? Like Brian or something?
Stephen Ng. His real name is Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner.
I can see why he went with Sting.
That's a lot of names. Oh, there's a lot of video. He is in an episode of The Simpsons. He is in... June, that's just popped up. He's in a lot of... I don't like it when you... Sometimes when you go on a musician's IMDb and it's got all their music videos.
Oh, so
yeah. I'm clearly not looking for that.
Sorry, lads, but that's not what I'm here for. What's that thing? Sting's in? Oh, is it the video for the Police song? No, obviously, I know he's in that.
No, you know, he's had a fine career acting, so well done, Sting.
I think...
And,
you know, like, yeah. 90s sort of hippie sort of yoga, you know, taking Eastern inspiration in his music, Sting, wouldn't be too out of place in the sort of Tolkien universe.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think
I can see it.
I think the
Hobbits were really into tantric sex as well.
I think he'll struggle with the dwarfs and the hobbits. He'll slip into the role of an elf like a glove.
He will. How do you think Sting, obviously a very storied career as a musician, millions and millions and millions of albums sold, The Police are, you know, a fantastic band. Do you think he's comfortable with the fact that when you mention Sting, sort of within 5 seconds you thought about the tantric sex thing?
Does he... I don't know. Does he care?
Maybe he doesn't care.
How long does it take?
I think it's like 12 hours.
Oh, grow up.
There is literally no way on Tuesday, the day that this podcast comes out, that Sting is having tantric sex.
Hey, he probably has a big walk-in
12 hours in
fridge.
38 degree heat, he'll die. Oh, a big walk-in sex fridge. He's got just several sex rooms at different temperatures, depending on what the external climate is. And that's what being a millionaire can do for you.
Have you... So I saw this via Gogglebox, but have you seen this Netflix show where they're building sex rooms?
No. What do you mean? So, who's building them? Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen?
A designer. I think she is sort of an American Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, yeah, and she goes to these couples' houses and they have a spare room and they turn them into a sex room.
What, and then they have a guest over? What do you mean a sex room?
Cinema room or something.
What do you mean a sex room?
It had like... sort of chains and leather outfits hung up on the wall. It had a spanking bench. It had like neon lights that said like live, laugh, shag.
What's the difference between a bench and a spanking bench?
Well, exactly. Yeah, and if you've got guests over, would you still use that as a spare room? I would.
Yeah, 100%. I wouldn't mention it.
It's just a spare room.
So the room you're in is just up there to the left. 100%.
Yeah.
God, what I would give for a spare room.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. How many rooms do you need to have you go, okay, I've done that. All right, sex room now, please.
There are 10 rooms I'd have before a sex room, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think we'd be getting to the hundreds of spare rooms before I thought, oh, yeah, one for and sex specifically.
The cleanup operation of that room.
Well, she didn't do that, but that's a good point. It should be a wet room. You should be able to hose it down at the end.
It should 100% be a wet room, or it should be made kind of exclusively of like tarpauling.
Like cling film, you pull it all off at the end.
Or if it was a wet room, just the idea of a sex room with a drain in the middle of the floor with like hair in it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Anyway, do you have any of the addresses of these places?
Well, it's on the whole series on Netflix if you need ideas, mate.
Thank you very much. I'm going to get spotted on CCTV and B&Q next week. One of those massive trolleys.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, John, should we do our ideas?
Yes, please.
Here's my ideas. Oh. It's Space Ventura, Pet Detective.
Great. Amazing.
Jim Carrey gets that. We discover life on Mars, but it's getting out of hand. So we send Jim Carrey in a rocket ship to go and deal with it.
I've definitely seen Ace Ventura, but what is he?
I don't know. Is he solving animal crime? I actually can't remember.
That's what I was saying.
Is it crime against animals? It's surely like poaching.
It's like animals being kidnapped and stuff. Yeah, and poaching and stuff.
Yeah, the animals aren't the criminals. It'd be so much funnier if the animals
were
the criminals.
That's what I'm thinking. Like when you hear about like a bull that's gone sort of rampant in a town or something, him trying to go and arrest...
In a china shop. Yeah. I think... Okay, so there's life on Mars, and of course, people have started... Because it's life somewhere new, people have started hunting it and poaching them for their rare ivory. And so we send Jim Carrey to Mars to hunt down the poachers.
Ah. Oh. How delicious is this animal meat, out of interest?
On Mars?
Yeah. And
I reckon it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's sort of cured in the hot heat of Mars, isn't it?
I couldn't tell you which planets are hot and which are cold.
Yeah, you could.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
You know your planets.
Venus, Jupiter, Mars.
Yeah.
Not anymore Pluto. Mars, get out of here.
Mercury's the nearest boy.
To the sun?
Yeah. What is it? My very easy method. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. My very easy method.
Oh, yeah, because we're third rock from the sun, a la sitcom.
My very easy method
makes remembering
but what's,
planets. No, it can't be P.
But what's M and R? We've had Mars.
Oh. Mercury and Mars, there's two. There's two M's.
Yeah, we've already had that's my very easy method.
Mercury's the first one.
Yes!
That is Mars, right? Those are two different planets.
Yeah.
Okay.
John, I know! But you just said makes. You said
my
you added another
M.
We've
already had two M's.
Yes, for fuck's sake!
We could Google this.
We're not stopping. No. So what else is in the solar system? Jupiter.
Yeah. Makes remembering.
Right, all right. We're not going to get these in order. For the love of God, let's just try and remember all of them. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, no, Venus. Oh my God.
How many are there? I don't, honestly, my astrology is awful.
Eight? I think there's eight or nine. We're missing one. There are people screaming at this, screaming, you are the two thickest men on planet Earth. Uranus!
Hey! How could we, of all people, forget that planet?
That is so bad. Is that all of them? Solar system.
Really,
we should do this every week. We should try and name... Imagine if we still missed one. Okay, here we go. Oh, fuck, we have.
What?
Oh, I want to kill myself.
Saturn.
I can't believe we've done this.
No, we said Saturn.
Neptune.
Oh, what a lovely planet.
We're idiots. We're the biggest idiots. Please, listener, blame the heat.
Would you like my idea?
For us being the world's biggest idiots.
Would you like my idea?
Please.
Right. Sticking on the Lord of the Rings theme as of two ideas ago. Lord of the Rings, the Rings of Power Rangers. Hey.
Good. Now, are Hobbits Power Rangers or Power Rangers in the Lord of the Rings Middle Earth?
I think it's just Power Rangers, maybe like, you know, there's like the elves, the hobbits, the dwarves, the Power Rangers. And it's just this sort of like incredibly Japanese anime inspired like realm that
no
one talks about.
That is a great idea. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, John, who do you think the winner is this week? I think it might be you.
Oh, thank you, mate. That's very kind of you. Yeah, go on.
So pull your finger out, listeners. Okay, that was that. After the music, we're going to talk about Thor, and we're going to ruin it. We're going to spoil it, so don't listen unless you've seen it or you don't care. Hello, John.
Hello, mate.
I thought you were really good today.
Thank you very much.
It's very warm. I would say in the first 10, 15 minutes, our brains weren't there.
No.
And then something clicked. And it got better.
Taylor two halves.
It really was. We go again. We pick it up. There was a halftime team talk, which the listeners won't have heard, but you really helped me out with that team talk. You put an arm around my shoulder and said, look, you know you're good. You will be good again. This is a blip. Form is temporary. Class is permanent. That's what you said to me. And I really appreciated that. So Thor, Love and Thunder. What did you think?
Wait, really quickly, I just need to address this because I remember last week we talked about Ben Affleck versus Morgan Freeman and who has more friends because of The Pursuit.
Yep.
Because of, no, not The Pursuit. What is it? I can't remember. Oh, The Sum of All Peers. Thank you. Right.
Yep.
And you said there's a chart. You thought maybe Affleck has got it because he plays the Hollywood game. Well, Instagram and Twitter are completely against you on that. It was 87% Morgan Freeman on Instagram and 100% Whoa. Morgan Freeman on Twitter.
Wow.
So there you go. That was
okay.
All. Right. Thor, Love and Thunder. I had a lovely time. It was silly. I'm sure some of it made no sense. Some of the jokes at the beginning didn't land, but it nailed the landing so hard at the end and was so lovely. Mm-hmm. I couldn't care less. And I find the hatred on the internet sort of baffling.
What? Yeah. So I was saying to you yesterday or the day before, I think the hatred on the internet really helped me out with this film because I was really excited about it. And then it came out and there was this huge backlash against it. People were talking about it like it's the worst Marvel film.
Yeah.
You know, for years and years, it's total dog shit. And so I was kind of like, oh no, is it a total flop? My expectations were lowered hugely. Went and watched it, really enjoyed it, thought it was great.
Yeah,
so,
agreed.
Yeah, really strange. I thought it was really fun. I thought everyone was really good in it. Christian Bale's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
He's super scary at points.
Yeah, I was...
Like, the humour, maybe the Taika Waititi humour's getting a little bit tired. But also, I think there's just a general Marvel fatigue now. So it's quite hard to objectively review, like, criticise these films, I think, without having this sense of, I'm tired of Marvel as a thing.
Yeah, I'd agree.
The fault of this specific film, it's just, there is a constant slew of Marvel. And I definitely feel that. I definitely feel... Ultimately, I feel like I don't care. And with this current phase, there doesn't appear to be any sort of structure to it. Like, how are these films intertwined? There's no overriding bad guy or that we know of. And I feel like you had that in previous phases. So they just feel like I'm just going to watch these films that are kind of loosely tied together, but do I care? Do I need to watch them all? What's it all building towards? They need to introduce some sort of villain.
Yeah, well, exactly. So in previous phase, well, maybe not at the very beginning, but definitely like, you know, in the last phase, the post credits, which we will bloody talk about, the post credits would tease something that was happening in like 6 months' time or like a year's time.
Yeah.
At the minute, they're teasing stuff that we could not see for like 4 years. And so you're just a bit like, okay.
Yeah.
However,
who cares? I don't know what's going to. Yeah.
The post credit in this one was sort of weird. And mind blowing.
Yeah, I did a great big audible gasp. I couldn't believe it. So in the movie, there's, well, you know this if you've watched it, there's Zeus, there's all the gods. Zeus gets injured and at the very end, he's lying there doing his ropey accent and talking to somebody who it transpires is his son. He's calling up Hercules to go and do his bidding and take down Thor. We cut to see who Hercules is and it is comedian and actor Brett Goldstein.
Just insane.
Fucking mad.
Yeah.
It's just exciting to know what they're going to do with that character.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I kind of like that they're going with the gods and that's kind of cool to me. I'm into that.
For sure. The only thing, have you seen Eternals?
No.
Okay. Well, in Eternals, this isn't a spoiler. In Eternals, there are these hero characters that are like called like Athena and stuff, and they're based off of gods. And the theory in that film is that like, what people on Earth see as gods are actually based off of the Eternals. So they're like, they tell these stories about gods, but it's actually them. So then now gods are actually also real. It sort of all cancels each other out.
But Thor's always been in Marvel.
Yeah, but it's been more about sort of Eastern and sort of Greek gods and stuff, not about Norse gods. That so anyway, but yeah, right. it's I look. My theory.
So what would be sick? What would be absolutely sick is if they're enemies, if Thor and Hercules are enemies for a bit, and then we get like a Thor Hercules buddy movie.
I would be so sad if they introduced Hercules and got a really good comedy actor to do it, and then had him in one film and killed at the end. You have to hope that he'll become a hero by the end of whatever the next thing he's mm-hmm. in is in. Hopefully, the thing I think which has happened with the worm turning on. Taika Waititi is he's got like a New Zealand sense of humor where like everything is a joke and nothing is serious it's really dry, and so I think a lot of people on the internet now see his comments about his directing and how he is as a person as like him not giving a shit, but that's just his sense of humor. He says he doesn't give
that
a shit,
makes sense.
But he sort of does. That's my theory on it.
Are you experiencing any sort of Marvel fatigue? Do you still get as excited?
No, I definitely think that, like, you know, back when it was just films, I was so excited for every film, and when it was like WandaVision, that TV show was amazing, and I was mm-hmm. desperately, I couldn't wait every week to watch the new episode of WandaVision. Now I'm like, yeah, I'll catch them when I can, but I am still watching everything because I am. Disney has infected my brain.
So what's next? Black Panther's next.
Yeah, in terms of films, it's Black Panther, I think Ant-Man and the Wasp Ant-Man Quantumania, and mm-hmm. Marvel's is next summer. And then in terms of TV...
And Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yep, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And then in terms of TV, it's like...
Well, that was weird, right? Because She-Hulk. They had the Guardians at the start of this Thor film. I got a bit confused timeline-wise.
Yeah, at the end of Endgame, they go off together.
They do go off together, right. And so Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be after this film?
Yeah. Afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially, and this is what often happens, is like one director will set something up, be like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if Thor and the Guardians hang out together? And then the next director goes, no. And so they just sort of they go, all right, let's get rid of that in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, that's our...
And then there's Blade. There's a new Captain America. Oh, God, there's so much. I'm just looking at these.
Are you not going to watch Ms. Marvel? Do you know about Ms. Marvel?
The TV show?
Yeah, are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I've heard it's brilliant. I will watch it. Okay. I haven't watched fucking Moon Knight. I gave up on Captain America and the...
Yeah, Falcon and the Winter Soldier was difficult.
I never watched Hawkeye. It's just too much. It's way too much. There's a Hulk one coming. She-Hulk. Attorney at Law, whatever it's called.
I would recommend checking out Ms. Marvel. There is an interesting revelation at the end of that show that lots of people on the internet are not happy about, but I thought was a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I'll do that, John. I'll talk to you about it next
Marvel
week.
Chat.
Well done, everyone. Let's go and die in the heat.
Good luck. Stay safe and shady. Not like that, like in shade.
Always shady. Always shady.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.